Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano.
And by
Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
All right, welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, coming your way right here on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio and that Let's Talk Hookup app. Having a great time. Captain Taro Takeuchi from the Liberty joining us. We're having a great time this morning, talking all kinds of fishing, boy. Inshore, offshore, codding, collinette, the whole nine. We're having a great time, and we got another hour to do it with you this morning. If you want to join us, give us a call. Been a very busy morning on the phone, but we do have a couple open phone lines. Right now, it's 213-432-1090. Again, 213-432-1090. That's the number to call Captain Taro, or you can send us a text. Text the show, only available through the Let's Talk Hookup app. As soon as you fire off the app, you'll see the text the show option and send your text questions in, and make sure that you include your contact info, because we are giving away a great prize at the end of the show today, and we want to be able to call you back if you're the big winner. Someone's going fishing on board the Liberty on a full-day trip at a fisherman's landing. You're going to get in on all this great action that we've been talking about here in the first hour. Let's Talk Hookup. Full-day trip going fishing on board the Liberty for one lucky caller or texter at the end of the show today. Hey, as promised, it's time to find out what's biting. It is time for our catch report, which today is sponsored by our great friends at Summit Gasoline. Low, low, low gas prices for your car, truck, and trailer boat. It's only at Summit Gasoline at the San Diego Sports Arena. You can purchase California fishing licenses 24 hours a day. You can pick up your beers, soda, snacks, get 100 pounds of free ice with a minimum of a 35-gallon purchase. Summit Gasoline, go say hi to Martha, the manager, and her friendly staff. So much more than just the lowest prices and free ice. It's a super easy in-and-out pull-through with your boat and trailer. It's Summit Gasoline at the San Diego Sports Arena. We're going to start off our catch report up with the man, our private boater buddy, Captain Mark Wish of Pacific Edge, is on the line. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, good morning, Ricky and Taro, and man, you're doing a great job, Rick, holding down the fort all by yourself there, buddy.
I appreciate it, man. All good.
Yeah. So here we are, guys, post-Thanksgiving. Days are short. Sun angle's getting low. Getting chilly for sure. Water temps are dropping, and man, it's starting to feel like winter's right around the corner. But in the interim, we got a couple things to keep an eye on here. Squid situation is pretty promising in multiple areas. Lots of bait up north, multiple spots there at Santa Cruz and Santa Rosa. No game fish on it yet that I've heard of, but hopefully that changes soon. But what they do got going on, if there's that world-class cod fishing, that's so fun because you fish so much shallower up there. You fish light tackle and just have a blast catching all them snappers and wing cods and this and that. But there's still some squid here in Santa Monica Bay. And then off of Long Beach and outside Isers, man, there's quite a lot of bait. We were up there looking at it the other day. That's a good sign. Of course, over at Catalina, there's multiple spots also. At Catalina, in terms of reports, fishing reports, very little between the big northeast wind we've had and the Thanksgiving holiday. Traffic's been way down. Most excitement there was the Bonita Bite, you know, front side east. But no exotics in terms of yellows or sea bass that I've heard of. Good hooping for the lobster guys, so it's been pretty darn good hooping over there. Locally, we did fish on Monday, and, you know, we had that nice weather, tank of live squid. You know, we got our optimism was up way high, and man, that turned out to be tough fishing. Just we looked a couple different spots for sea bass, found nothing of interest, and, man, the bass didn't want to bite. Sheepheads didn't want to bite. And then the color sounder quit, which makes it virtually impossible. Just the small spots that I like to
brutal
fish. But, oh, man, it was just ugly. But the highlight of the day turned out to be an exotic, one I don't think we've ever caught down there before. But my buddy Mike hooked something big on a little bass rod. He fought it for a long time. He had visions of some 60 or 70-pound white sea bass or giant halibut or something worthy, and he tugged and pulled and whined and cried a lot, and finally got up to color, and I'm like, holy crap. biggest leopard shark I have ever seen in my life. They wanted me to gap it, and I said, no, I don't think so. I'm not dealing with that thing. And they opted out of it when they got a real good look at how big it was there. But anyway, something different. That's offshore, cool. You know, the guys are back in the zone below Kemeny. They're looking around that below the 81, 86, out toward that 381 like that, a little bit down toward the west wing of the butterfly even. And so far, no reports this morning. Hopefully, they get back on that bluefin. Like you guys were saying earlier, man, that was just a beautiful grade of fish that was biting, 40 to 80s, and, you know, jig fish at night, a little bit of sinker rig fish during the day, and just beautiful fishing for this time of year. So hopefully they get back on that area, and that just keeps right on going there. So that's this week's report, a little scarce on reports because of the holiday and the wind, and hopefully we got a little more for you here next weekend.
Hey, we'll take that, man. A little scarce, but still some good fishing to be had. Mark, appreciate it. Great report, as always. And, boy, if somebody wants to come save a little bit of info or save a little bit of money on the best info, that fishdope.com, you can save $20 while using a new membership to fishdope.com. A great holiday gift if you're shopping for the fishermen out there. $20 off a new membership using the code HOOKUPNOW, all lowercase, no space. And if somebody wants to get the best bait tank in the business or just some great information from you, Mark, how do we find you at Pacific Edge?
Well, you can come find us at Huntington Beach. We're on the corner of Bolsa Chica and Edinger by a big Chevron station. And the phone number is area code 714-840-4262. The website's PacificEdgeTackle.com. And get out now, guys, for a day or two, because it looks like our weather might be changing a little bit this week here. So it's time to go right now.
I like it, man. Great call. Great report, as always, Mark. We'll look forward to talking to you next week.
You got it. We'll see you guys.
Appreciate it, buddy. Thanks a lot for that. Taro, while we're waiting for Marcos to come rolling in here, had a good text come through. It said, good morning, boys. Taro, when you're yellowtail fishing at the Coronado Islands, what are the signs that you look for or that you key in on? How big of a role does the fathometer play? What are the most important conditions? That's all from Ralph and Menifee.
I'd say one of the things that we look for the most are water conditions, whether it's temperature or whether it's clean or not, and definitely current. A lot of the coastal fishing, or all of the coastal fishing, definitely you need some sort of current because it's structure related.
Okay.
Current does help because it, you know, it positions fish certain ways and it activates them a little bit, and it definitely can get their mood going if they're not in a biting mood. And
Is one condition more important than another? Like, does it not matter what the water color's like if you got good current, or does it not matter what the temperature is as long as it's good color? You know what I mean? Like,
you know, I would say you want a good, clean, warm water. Just fishing around here. If you have 58 degree green water, but perfect current,
there's not going to be anything
in it, because mm-hmm. you need that water for fish to live in and for them to be active in. So water does play a big part of it, because you know you're always going to have some sort of current in all times of the year, but mm-hmm. you need to have that water to be good, you know.
And what about your up and down meter? Does that play any part of it?
It definitely does, but our sonar does a lot more.
It does the work.
It does all the work. You know, scanning and knowing to turn left or right, mm-hmm. or to slow things down, or you know, to slow down the engines or speed up because there are fish are running away, or it's just a game changer.
Sure.
The up and down does help too, because then you need to know when you need to stop.
When you're under them.
Yeah. So all of the components working, and they definitely do have their play. So
we talked about how tuna fishing has changed over the years, and boy, the yellowtail fishing at the Coronado Islands, it feels like has changed equally so. The way that you and all your colleagues, the San Diego and the Mission Bell and everybody, like, you know, the style of fishing that you guys do is relatively unique to the last 10 years also.
Yeah, it is. And it's all related with the sonar. Mm-hmm. It's you know, we do a lot of driving, but when the boat stops, you're stopping in high percentage stopped.
Right.
You know, because you're near fish or on fish. In the years past, like back in the olden days, you're sitting on the anchor for hours on end waiting for current, waiting for fish to come up your chum line and up the structure. But now with sonar, you can cover so much ground and figure out where the schools are and just position your boat in high percentage spots.
You're not waiting for the fish to come to you.
No.
You're going to them.
We're going hunting.
Yeah. And I've been on the boat with you and an eagle both, and I mean, it's crazy how fast you can make that happen. On a day where, you know, conditions were not ideal or whatever the scenario might be, where if you were sitting on the anchor, it probably wouldn't have happened, and you spent a lot of your day driving and looking, and all of a sudden, man, late in the day, you find a spot and get a hit for 15, and then you keep going again, you got another hit for 30, and then you got to go on and you got one more 50. Boom, you had a 60 fish day.
Yeah.
That you worked your butt off all day long, and it might have happened. There was a one-hour period where they got with it and they wanted to bite, and I've just seen it time and time again, both with you and your colleagues, where a hit can happen just like that.
And with that too is we're able to look at all the spots. We're able to drive and look at conditions here at this time of the day. Oh, this doesn't really look right, so we'll come back.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and we're looking at spots at certain times of the day and several times a day, and the conditions might not look right here, so we'll leave and we'll come back. And most of the time is when the conditions do flip and when they are in our favor, it's like, okay, they disappeared.
Right.
It's weird.
You went right over that ridge and there was because you see it with that sonar sweeping. If the fish is there, you see it.
Oh yeah. And it's like, well, we were just here an hour ago, but the current might have changed.
Sure.
Or maybe a different piece of water got pushed in because of current. And it's just when we're sonar fishing, we can cover lots of water, look at the conditions at the same time, and you're able to hunt rather than just wait.
When you're down there, are you in relatively constant communication with other boats? Or are you usually always to yourself? I mean, do the boats work together a lot? Is it, is it a case by case scenario?
Our full day fleet in San Diego is all we're all in communication. Us, the San Diego, Mission Bell, Grande, so we're all on in the same group.
Mm-hmm.
We all talk. We all help each other out. So
I'm sure three or four boats can cover much more of the island than one could. So.
Yes, it definitely helps.
You're relying on
two or three guys.
Yeah, you're relying on somebody else telling you it's good or bad just as much as the next guy.
Yeah, I mean, to definitely have coverage helps.
Sure.
You know, you're able to look at a certain part of the islands, and you know, if there's someone else on the other part, you can really go over with this area really closely.
Sure.
And try to figure it out, because a lot of it's tricky.
It's
figuring it out.
It's got to be tough if you're there without any of your friends,
it's hard,
because we're fishermen. You know, the want of knowing what's over there is, you know, if you're struggling here, that's it's got to be good way over there.
You always want to be in several places at
once. I'll bet.
Yeah.
Well, hey, speaking of another great place, we're going to continue on with our catch report. Head on over to C4 Sport Fishing and talk to our good buddy Marcos. Marcos, what's going on at C4?
Good morning. Hope everyone had a nice Thanksgiving.
Very, very good, buddy. How about you?
Well, nice, light one this year. We didn't do much for the family. You know, we're lucky that most of our family lives in San Diego, so we see them year-round, and this year we all decided to just take it a little easy. Everyone did their own thing pretty much, so that was kind of nice. Got an extra day off. So got caught up in some sleep there, because it's been a long season so far.
I've
been fishing for quite a while, so it's nice to get that little extra day of sleep in there. And unfortunately, a little light this week on trips because of that. You know, we're closed a couple of days in there, a little bit of weather in there. Half day, still very good fishing there, good bottom fishing, and if you don't get that bottom fishing in, like we've talked about every year, that's going to be closing pretty quick here. I know there's some new rules coming into play this season, this upcoming year, but they haven't been finalized yet. But just keep that in mind. It's definitely, if you're going to get some rockfish, now's a good time to get in on that.
Good call.
The Tribute had a trip earlier in the week, and they did very well there. They had 24 bluefin up to 100 pounds. So, again, we're talking about bluefin going into Thanksgiving. So maybe not quite the numbers, but those 100-pounders are certainly a fun time for everyone there. So check the website. We've got those half days up there. Like I said, we're going to be running those as long as we can here. The Tribute's got a bunch of trips scheduled through December there, and I believe they're going to have some trips going to Colnett coming up pretty quick here if they haven't put them online already. So some option for you guys. Check the website, seaforthlanding.com. You can give us a call at the office, 619-224-3383, and we'd be more than happy to help you guys out. I know Christmas break coming up soon. Maybe you want to take some of the people visiting fishing there, so we're going to have a few options for you guys.
Great call, man. Well, Marco, some good fishing to be had, certainly. And, man, there's still great weather. And like you say, the last trip of the Tribute, having fish that big and that good of fishing, it's certainly not time to call it a season quite yet. If somebody wants to join you at Seaforth, get on the good cod fishing, everything else you got going on, how do we find you?
Check out the website, seaforthlanding.com. We've got all the trips scheduled up there. You can make reservations online. We also have our fish counts up there. And the Tribute is out there today on a day and a half, so hopefully we get something from them sometime this morning, and that's a good place to check that out. Give us a call at the office, 619-224-3383. More than happy to answer your questions, get you on a trip. If you're looking to start chartering for next year, a lot of times now is the time to do that. Get a little jump on those if you want to put the family together or company together. More than happy to help without that. You can always come down, visit some person, get some gear in the tack shop there. I would say get some food at the restaurant, but they took the week off, so not this week, but maybe next week come down and get a burrito next door at the Royal Rooster.
That's a good call, Marcos, and you're right, man. Boy, getting the jump on charters, especially with how successful things have been these last couple of years, this is the time to try and get some charter dates for next year, because the fish are just biting earlier and earlier and earlier, and once that starts, like, everything seems to get gobbled up. So you know you're going to go. The conditions were great last year. All things point to another great year next year, man. Book your dates now while they're still around.
Absolutely, and it's, those guys are really good about that. And like you said, these trips, like we saw the San Diego full almost the whole season on the open party trips. Sometimes your best bet might actually be to charter, especially if you can get a nice group together and get out there. It's always a fun time on the water. And lots of options. It's a bit of work to be the charter master there, but it's pretty rewarding when you get a group of friends out there and get together and catch some fish and have a great time. So definitely give us a call. We'll help you get all set up with that.
Right on, Marcos. One more time, give us the phone number if somebody wants to do that or take advantage of other great trips to Seaforth.
619-224-3383, and we're happy to help you guys out and get you set up for fishing either the rest of this season or coming up on next season.
All right, buddy. We'll talk to you next week, and hopefully we hear some great word from the Tribute on those bluefins. Thanks for everything. Glad you had a good holiday, Marcos. We'll talk to you soon.
We'll talk to you soon, guys.
All right, thanks, buddy. That's going to wrap up our catch report. Again, sponsored by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. The best processing for your fish when your trip returns. Plus, with Fish Pros the Market, you can purchase fresh fish. They have that great smoked and jerky fish. Their spices, rubs, smoked cheese, tuna burgers, that amazing pokey kit. Stop by their location in Old Town on Taylor Street or order online at fishermansprocessing.com. Be sure to make your reservations by texting them at 619-255-3128. Taro, you touched on that earlier. It was a busy, busy year for everybody, and Fisherman's Processing certainly the same. And the popularity and the quality of product and service that those guys offer is just, the demand is higher than the supply.
Yeah.
And if you know you're going on a trip, boy, then the phone call after you make your reservation on your boat should also be to Fisherman's Processing. Hey, I'm going on the American Angler. I got an 8-day in June. As soon as you're done talking to Lori, your next phone call should be to Sean or Melanie and say, hey, I'm going.
Oh, it should.
You got to do it. You got to have those reservations made because it's just that busy.
Yeah. Like once this fish starts biting, it's almost to where your reservation has to go in.
Yeah.
Your boat, your trip reservation, your processing reservation, just because if you figure every boat is going out fishing, every boat's catching limits, and all these passengers that want to go have their fish processed, you're not the only one.
Yeah.
So and you need to go and get your spot.
Yeah, it's just the popularity is not going down. You know, no. it's only getting crazier. So, a good call. Make sure you make those reservations again. 619-255-3128. We're going to jump back in the phones. Every single phone line is packed, but there's still plenty of time for you to get through. Give us a call this morning at 213-432-1090. We're going to talk to Tom calling us from University City this morning. Good morning, Tom. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, great show. Thanks. Thanks for taking the call. I just was wondering if, Taro, if you could give an overview of the fishing areas around the Coronado Islands. I hear about, I've been on the boat, you know, driving around, but I never quite know where I am. So like the middle ground, rock pile, can you just describe the overview there?
So starting out there's the world renowned Pukey Point at North Island. It's the furthest up island there, and Pukey Point is, you sit there for a while and you have a little bit of weather, you'll kind of know why it gets its name.
That's the northernmost tip of the island
chain, okay. Pukey Point. And then you start to go south from there, you get down into the middle grounds. One of the main spots there is the gun sight. And then you get down towards the ribbon kelp around where the tuna pens are on the Leah South Island there. And if you go to the weather side of South, you have the lighthouse right on the southern tip of South Island. And you can't see the SKR, but it's there. It's just a ridge below South Island. And below that is where the rock pile is, and that kind of sums up the main parts of the Coronado Islands, but there's also other little spots around there that you can find with sonar and stuff. But
beginning. Go ahead, sorry.
No, go ahead.
I was going to say, beginning of the season, not having a ton of coverage, how long does it take for you to cover the Coronado Islands? Like, can it be done in a day? Does it take a week? Like, how long until you're satisfied that you've really given all of the areas where you're going to potentially find some fish a good look?
You know, if we start beginning of a day, it takes a good 3 to 4 days to, like, figure
that
it
much.
Out. Yeah, mainly because conditions change
of
throughout
course.
The day.
Sure.
Fish might bite certain times of the day. They might come out of their cave they're hiding in, wherever they want to hide. So it takes 3 to 4 days for me to actually feel like, okay, we've covered everything. We figured it out from their time schedule to like when the current's going to switch. And then obviously it changes, so it takes 3 or 4 days to feel good about like, oh, we got it down.
And with your good sonar fishing and cruising around the islands like Tom's talking about, is a yo-yo jig king? Is a fly line sardine on 25-pound? Or can you not say that? Because
it definitely depends. Okay. But if an angler has a fly line bait, a yo-yo jig, they're going to cover all parts of the water column. They're going to be able to cover parts of the island where one might excel better. Like if we fish shallow water, you know, the fly line bait's definitely going to work better. If we fish in deeper water, the yo-yo jig's going to work better because you can cover more ground. And it depends too how the fish are acting. If they're hugged on the bottom, it's better for a jig. You know, you try to fly line your bait, it's kind of like, well, they're hugged on the bottom, you're not in the zone.
Uh-huh.
So an angler should have both rods, a fly line bait rod and a yo-yo jig rod. But.
And that type of fishing where you were describing, where you're scanning them with a sonar and you're driving over the top of them and you're finding them, will a fly line bait still work in that scenario?
It depends on how the fish are acting. You know, if we can get them to activate and they're jumping around and they come up to the surface and come up to the fly line bait zone, where you can fly line the bait and get them on the surface or like the upper part of the water column, the fly line bait will work.
Okay.
But if they're hugged on the bottom, sure. they don't want to move.
And that
jig is going to work better.
And that just might be the mode of the fish that day or during the day or
different parts of the year too.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. That's great info. Tom, does that answer your question for you? All right, buddy.
Appreciate the
phone call very much. Let's jump back into the phones. Talk to Dana. Dana's calling us from La Jolla this morning. Hi, Dana. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, Rick and Taro. Firstly, Taro, I want to let you know, for me, that is the favorite boat in San Diego, the Liberty. The bunks make it a no-brainer. Great crew. I've always had a great time on your boat. But I want to ask you a question. Maybe you've already done this, but have you ever considered, I'm just going to throw some fake dollar numbers out here, but have you ever considered having limited load trips, say, of 20 fishermen and charging, again, fake numbers here, but charging $400 instead of a full load of 40 fishermen charging $200? I mean, you'd still sell out the boat. I think you'd get a happier group of fishermen. Personally, I don't really want to go fishing with 39 other guys. I'm like the last guy to find his bait in the bait tank, the last guy to hook it, last guy to try to get my bait out there. I'm just not good at that aggressive style fishing. I'd much rather pay for the extra appreciation of having a limited load, because I figure in a few years, you're not going to remember how much you paid for the trip, but you're going to remember the trip.
Yeah, it's kind of hard as far as finding the perfect balance is tough. You know, when we started this, we were up 60 people. We started out with 60 people, and progressively we've dropped it lower and lower and lower. And I honestly don't see us going below, you know, what we're at, maybe 35, 36. But it's one of those things where financially and you know to make things work, it's kind of a deal where I think we're at where we're gonna be.
But it might be a great piece for the charter.
It might be, yeah. That was kind of where I was gonna run to next, was it might be a good opportunity to, you know, gather 25 guys that are willing to pay double the amount and go fishing. And I know there's people out there that want to do it, because this isn't the first time that like this question's been asked. I mean, everybody loves fishing with less, but it kind of seems like we're at to where I feel it could work for everybody.
When did you make
charter fishing is the way to go if you like to be with less folks?
When did you make the switch from 60 people all the way down to what is it now? It's 39.
It's 40. 40. Now.
Okay.
I think COVID year kind of helped with loads getting dropped.
Yeah. COVID kind of forced your hand.
Yeah. It kind of forced our hand to kind of do it. It's always been in the back of my head to,
sure,
when we were fishing with 60 guys, or I think we did with 60. But it's always been in the back of my mind to do it, because we get these for example opportunities that 80 to 100 pound tuna, but then yet we have a bunch of people on the boat. It's tough.
Yeah.
But it definitely started happening when, you know, COVID made their call and we had to make our loads lighter. But I've feel there, it's kind of at where it needs to be, because of all the with all of the expenses and all of that, you know, it's tough.
Yeah, that's the other thing that a lot of people don't realize is, on a day that you're fishing the Coral Islands, there's a tremendous amount of permits and expenses that you incur that the passenger's likely not aware of. FMMs and Mexican fishing licenses and all those things, those are wrapped up inside the ticket cost.
Exactly. I mean, you have your Mexican license, you have your FMM, you have your biosphere bracelet. That's another almost $60 right off the top.
Yeah.
Minus all of the other expenses.
Sure.
So, you know, profit might not be as high as you want it to be, but it's to where you want to be at charter wise.
Sure.
Know? If you want to just do 20, 25 dudes, and it's kind of hard to do that day in and day out for 20 guys at $400 to do for 5 months straight. Mm-hmm. I don't think that'll go.
You got to find.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get it.
There's definitely a happy medium.
Everything that you've talked about for the last hour and a half has been like very service oriented. You know what I mean? That seems to be like the obvious reoccurring theme and giving that to your passengers and still making it within their budget. That's part of it also. You know
yeah.
I mean? Sure, everybody would love for there to only be 20 guys, but not everybody can afford that ticket price either. And
yeah.
I think I'm agreeing with you. I think you found the perfect happy medium.
Yeah.
Well, hey, that rolls on to another great text question. Hello, Taro. What is the bunk situation like on the Liberty? Is it an open bunk room? Are there extra charges, etc.? This is my favorite boat as well. That's Larry in Carlsbad.
Awesome, Larry. Thank you for that question. The bunk situation on our full day trips is an open bunk room, so it's a first come first serve. And there's 36 bunks, and we take 40 folks, but there's always a few guys that don't grab a bunk, but first come first serve, and it's an open style bunk room.
And with the COVID thing, I'm sure it's the same. Bring your own pillow, bring your own blanket.
Bring in your own blanket, bring in your own pillow. Also, a lot of the guys bring they bring their towel because we have these little lines that go on we have a little string that is in each bunk and you can use it as like a curtain.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Good tip.
Yeah.
Hey, all right. Well, appreciate the text very much. When we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More your phone calls, more your texts, a whole lot more great info. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. This is Let's Talk Hookup on that Let's Talk Hookup app and the mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Are you passionate about fishing and the great outdoors, but not quite sure where to go? Look no further than Queen Charlotte Safaris in pristine British Columbia, Canada. Hello, this is Valerie Hopewich. There's so many reasons to join us on your next fishing adventure. A few of the highlights are fishing in protected, calm waters. Very important. Quality Chinook salmon run all season long. After you've caught your salmon, we're going to go out for the great Pacific halibut, lean cod, rockfish, and Dungeness crab. Our beautiful lodge overlooks Shingle Bay Sunset, and it's so easy to get to. Fly from almost any airport into Vancouver and then on to Sunset. Fish processing, your fishing license, your gear, all included. Just bring that fishing arm and that smile. Let our chef pamper you with amazing meals while our staff gives you wonderful hospitality, all included in your Queen Charlotte Safaris package. Give me a call on our toll-free number 1-877-815-2892 or go to our website, qcsafaris.com.
Dana Landing in Mission Bay is the one-stop shop for a great day on the water. This is Mia. Come see me and our expert staff for everything you need for your next fishing trip, food, bait, tackle, beverages, and more. Our tackle shop is certainly one of San Diego's finest. We have you covered from bay bass to big tuna and people that can help you get set up right. We also have Dougie, one of the best reel repair guys around. Need freshwater tackle? Head to East County Bait and Tackle, the best rods and reels, the hottest freshwater lures and live bait. ECBT has an amazing staff who love to share their passion for fishing. We now also have Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle, both fresh and saltwater tackle, right in the heart of Lemon Grove. ECBT is at the end of the 67 freeway on Maple View and Lakeside. Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle take 94 to Broadway and Lemon Grove. And Dana Landing is right next to the Dana Launch Ramp in Mission Bay. Check danalanding.com for more details.
All of us at the American Angler family want to express appreciation to our regular passengers that fish with us year after year and to the new anglers that came out this last season. We realize how precious your vacation time is, and we are truly grateful that you have chosen to spend this time with us. It's important that your experience is memorable, from the moment you call the office to the time you step off the boat. Hi, I'm Lori. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. Come fishing with the American Angler family and make a memory.
Swordfish season is on, and now's the time to get your gear. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. Daiwa has been making great saltwater reels for decades, and their lineup of electric reels are fantastic. The Daiwa Seaborg, with its mega torque motor, has the power to bring in that giant swordfish. And when it comes to flying a kite, the Daiwa Tanacom is the answer, and so affordable. Both Daiwa reels are in stock now at Fisherman's Landing Tackle. Visit us at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning. If you want to join us, been a very, very busy show. 213-432-1090. Or, again, send us a text via that Let's Talk Hookup app. Been a very busy morning on the text. It's just been a lot of fun in here with Captain Taro. And, boy, good times and very good phone calls. Phones are still packed up. We're going to jump right back into it. Talk to Jerry. He's calling us from Dana Point this morning. Hi, Jerry. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, everybody. Thought I'd kind of switch a little bit. And I was kind of interested in Taro. Where did you grow up? How did you end up fishing? And are you a sensei?
My family's always been fishing. And I grew up in San Diego. My grandparents fished a whole lot. My dad fished a whole lot. And that's kind of where it came from. It all stemmed from them. Like the whole going out to the bays and fishing in the bay, and my dad bringing me out on boats when I was young, and my grandparents fished all the time when they were, you know, they're from LA, so they fished up there quite a bit, and going to the mountains and fishing up there for trout and stuff. So fishing's in the family. And I grew up in San Diego, started kind of getting on boats when I was probably 11 or 12 years old on the half day boats at Seaforth and back in the Doug Reed days. Yeah, I think I was 14 or 15, I think. Yeah, kind of back then, and kind of just worked from there. Kind of went and worked for Ryan when he owned the Mission Bell back in early 2000s, and jumped to the American Angler for nine years, and went back and ran the San Diego for Ryan for a couple years, and now we're here at Fisherman's Landing with the Liberty. So it's been a long 23 years.
How you talked about started when you were young. How excited are you to get your boy out and fishing?
I'm celebrating his first birthday, right?
Yep,
just turned one last Friday.
All right, happy birthday, Owen.
Yeah, he's walking and holding fishing poles, and we have all of our rods on a rack in the office, and he sneaks in there and starts grabbing them off the rack. And no, I'm really excited. He loves coming down to the boat and loves looking at all the birds and, you know, the sea lions and stuff, and frowns at them when they swim by.
That's cool.
Yeah, I'm excited for him.
That's awesome.
Go fishing.
No doubt. Hey, a great call. I appreciate the call, Jerry, very much. Good text came through. It says, hi, guys. I'm looking to go on a day-and-a-half trip this upcoming weekend. I got a great Black Friday deal at Turner's on a Penn Fathom 60 paired up with a Graftech double extra heavy rod, 100 to 130-pound rod. I'm curious if this would be an appropriate setup for my knife jigging on big bluefins. That's from Mario Gomez in San Diego. So Fathom 60, 100 to 130-pound rod.
Yeah.
7.5-footer.
Looks like it sounds like you're set up for a big 100-plus-pound tuna.
I like it.
Yeah.
How would a guy set up his line on that, Taro? And how important is that whole, you know, if it's going to be a knife jig rod, like how important is the marking of the spectra? Would you do the color stuff, a Sharpie? How would you handle the line part?
So I definitely have my knife jigging setups with that colored segmented line, because it it helps.
Totally.
It definitely helps, you know, when the captain says, oh, they're coming through us at 2 to 250, and knowing where 2 to 250 is with your jig is important. Mainly because, you know, your jig has got to be in their face to get a bite, and you have to be close. So if it's going to be your designated knife jigging setup, I definitely have that colored line on there for sure.
And how do you if you're put yourself at the rail, you know, you're in Mario's situation and you're dropping your favorite knife jig, and you know, and an eagle comes on the radio and says, "Hey, we're seeing him at 250 feet," and you know roughly where that is because your line's marked. Do you go well beyond that and then wind up through it real fast? Do you leave it in the middle and just kind of lift and fall your rod? Like, how would you fish that scenario if you just got the info, hey, the fish are at whatever, the 300 feet, what's the next step?
I personally would start moving that thing, kind of get it moving up And then I wouldn't go too far from that mark. And then I'd drop it back down again. And then kind of just trying to stay in that zone, but keeping your jig in motion, whether it's up or down.
Mm-hmm.
And kind of keep in mind, too, that it's called a vertical jig. So you want to make sure your line is straight up and down as possible. As soon as you start to get more angle out in your line, that's a good key to wind up and start over.
That's a really big deal, isn't it?
Yeah, it's trying to stay vertical, and by being vertical, it seems that your jig is working properly.
They just don't seem to get bit when your line is scoped out.
Yeah, it's almost 99% has got to be straight up and down.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, great question here. Another fun text come through. Good morning, Taro. I absolutely love your enthusiasm and knowledge you bring to the show. You and your operation are definitely on the rise. My question is, how did you get your start in the industry, and who are your mentors, and what are your goals for the future? That's from Corey in Escondido.
My mentors were definitely Ryan Boshin that owns the San Diego, Brian Kiyohara, and Sam Fatella. Because I've worked for those three guys for a long time, and I've tried to model what we do to how they have their businesses.
What a good stack of guys
all
to get to come up under.
Very successful and have been for a long time. And then now that I've had the opportunity of working with Frank Lopresti and seeing the business end of things, and that definitely brought a whole big new picture to what a boat should be ran like.
Yeah.
So it's definitely with those four guys, it's definitely been a great career change.
No doubt.
Now, like, just stepping up in the ranks, I guess you could say.
With all of those guys, their operations all are the same thing. Like, they, just like you, and again, it feels like it's the reoccurring thing, like, they all of them care about the passenger experience more than the fish count, yet all of them, and yourself included, always seem to excel in that also. It's almost like that part comes because of you know, and how, you know, the fishing goes, but it's like you're lesser concerned with that, more concerned with how the experience is,
because fish come and go. I mean, you could go out there on five days straight, and every single day is going to be different.
Totally.
You know, everyone likes to say, oh, there's no luck in fishing. But, yes, there's luck in fishing. You know, going on the right day,
sure.
going on a day when there's when the conditions are right. But every single day we have the opportunity as the captain and crew to give everybody a great experience. And that is something we have control over is making sure someone has a great time. Someone has a great experience, and maybe leaving the boat with more knowledge than when they walked on the boat.
You can make sure their food was good. You can make sure their fish was well taken care of. You can make sure that their knots were tied and all of those kinds of things.
Yeah, and you know, as far as us, we're gonna give them 110% effort every time we leave the dock. And you know, fish are going to bite and fish are not going to bite. But everyone's going to have a good time, and we're going to put 100. We're going to give every passenger on the boat our 110% effort to definitely try to catch them a fish.
That's awesome. Well said. All right, let's jump back into the phones. This time we're going to talk to Jeff. He's calling us from Cardiff this morning. Good morning, Jeff. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, yes. Good morning. Happy holidays to everybody. Rick, I was wondering if you could validate something for me. I heard that starting in 2023, you're able to buy a sport fishing license that is valid from the date of purchase rather than calendar year. Have you heard anything about that?
That indeed is true. So you can buy your license starting on So you can buy as of right now, you can purchase next year's fishing license. So like today, you could go down to Fisherman's Landing Tackle or Turner's or Dana, wherever you wanted to go, you could buy your license for next year. And they always have pre-sale licenses available. So if you want to give them as gifts, you know, for Christmas and things like that. So right now, today, you can buy your 2023 license and it will be good for the entire year of 2023. The change this year, just exactly as you're saying, Jeff, is if you wait a month before you buy your license and you buy it on February 1st, now that license is going to expire February of 2024. So your license is available for purchase up until January 1st, and it'll be good for the whole year. And then if you buy your license on January 2nd, then it'll expire a year from that date, and then the 3rd and the 4th and the 5th and so on. So, yeah, starting on January 1, it will be good for 365 days instead of the year itself. Does that make sense? I know that's a weird way to answer that, but I hope that covers it.
No, perfect sense, and thanks for validating that for me. Thank you.
All right, buddy. Thanks a lot for the call, Jeff. How about next up, we talk to Sean. Sean's calling us from Lomita this morning. What's up, Sean? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. Let me get off speakerphone. Hey, Rick, good job flying solo today, handling the show. You're awesome.
Thanks, buddy.
And I'd also like to say, Taro, you're becoming legendary. We hear about you all the time since the Bluefin have been around. It's great to have you joining the show. My question is, what is the background history of Liberty? I know there was two sister ships that were with it. The Freedom was one, and what was the other?
The other sister ship is our code boat, the Grande, out of H&M Landing. And the Grande before the name change was the America. So there's the Freedom, the Grande, which was formerly known as the America, and the Liberty. And there's also a fourth sister that I believe is over near Driscoll's and Shelter Island. I forget the name of it, though.
Really?
But yeah. If you drive past the fuel dock, there's a boat that looks exactly like it. I forget the name of it.
Get out of here. I didn't know that. That's cool.
Yeah. So, and there's four.
Used in private, that one. Just
I think that's privately owned.
Cool.
Yeah. So there's four of them. They're all built right in the same time, or about the early 60s.
And that was built in Southern California?
In Costa Mesa by Dietmar Donaldson.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Very cool. Sean, appreciate the phone call. Very much. I'm going to try and sneak in another text here. Taro, the crew on deck is awesome, but I feel like we haven't talked enough about the all-star Sarah. She is always smiling the entire trip. Her food tastes great, and every time I've been on the boat, she's always helpful and in a great mood. Thank you so much. That's from Steven in Mission Viejo.
Sarah's awesome.
Yeah, no doubt.
Sarah is OG awesome. She is our boat mom. So she definitely keeps all the guys healthy and also in check at the same time.
Yeah, right.
I mean, when the fishing's crazy, she'll come out and gaff or throw some bait, and she is awesome. She's OG.
And I don't know how you find a person that's always in a good mood at 5 o'clock in the morning, but like, because I know I wouldn't be. There's no doubt. To have a smile and a good personality at 5 a.m. is pretty rare.
Yep,
and
it's very, very rare. No doubt. She's a diamond in the rough for sure.
No doubt about it. Hey, great, great call on that one, Steve. Thanks a lot for your text. Brian in Wildomar, you're up next on Let's Talk Hookup. What's up, Brian?
What's up, my friends? How you guys doing? Happy Thanksgiving to you.
Good morning.
You too, buddy.
With the two new dads, I got the perfect audience for my question. Taro, next year, do you have a trip on board, a father-son trip or a mother-daughter trip or something where it's a little bit easier for the dad who's paying for both kids, you know, himself and the kids? Maybe something that we can work out and Friends of Rollo could help out with.
Yeah, I'll see if we can do something with Friends of Rollo or
cool idea.
That's pretty cool. I know they do that on the Royal, or I think Frank used to have trips like that, a father son mother daughter thing, and that would kind of be a good time for a charter would be a father son mother daughter or type father daughter thing or bring your kids fishing charter.
Totally.
That'd kind of be something cool.
Yeah, and hopefully you're the big winner of the show, Bri, and you got yourself a spot to go on the Liberty and get a freebie that way too as well. But you're right. I mean, it's one thing that I always am so proud of. You know, when I grew up, my dad got to go fishing half as often as he would normally because he always took me, and I can't wait to get to do that with Wyatt. And you know, like he could have gone twice as much, but he didn't, you know, because he had to buy two fares. And so, yeah, I know exactly what you're saying. It's not easy because you're paying for two spots, but what cool time shared on the boat. And I know Taro's the same way. We talked about it during the break a couple of times. Like, I can't wait for my boy to be old enough to go fishing on board the Liberty for sure. It's going to be a lot of fun. Brian, appreciate the phone call very much. And I really hope you get the big win at the end of the show. Not a ton of time. We're going to try and sneak one more in there from Mike and Rosemead. Mike, you got a quick question, about 30 seconds for you.
Okay, real quick then, Carl, what's your favorite way to fish freshwater bass, and do you fish locally anymore with your tight schedule?
Oh, man, I said 30 seconds, 30 not
seconds.
3 hours.
Oh, that's a whole section.
Good call, Mike.
I just put active target on the bow of my Ranger, and we just went out and had some good breaking fishing. But that's probably my favorite is breaking fish fishing, because it's like yellowtail fishing. You go and see a boil, flip your lure right over there, and catch them. Yeah.
And not knowing if it's going to be a 12-incher or a 9-pounder. It's all mixed up.
Yep.
That's cool.
Oh, man, we need a whole new spectrum on green.
We need to get you and Corey and Brawler. That'd be a fun show, no doubt. Mike, a great call pretty much. Thanks for finishing us off there. Hey, when we come back, we're going to find out who's going fishing with Captain Taro. We're giving away a full-day trip on board the Liberty Head of Fisherman's Landing. You stay tuned. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Let's talk candidly about long-range fishing. This is Captain Frank DePresti of the Royal Polaris and the Shogun. Nowhere on Earth will you find a fleet of long-range boats like we have in San Diego. We are fortunate to have several top-notch operations to take you to the most productive fishing grounds in the world. We all offer good food, comfortable staterooms, huge bait capacity, and top-of-the-line fish-finding electronics. So why would you choose the Royal Polaris or the Shogun for your next long-range trip? What sets us apart from the rest? It's pretty simple. The boats, the crew, and the service. From the moment you arrive at Fisherman's Landing, the service begins. We help you load your gear and do everything possible to get beginners or seasoned veterans ready to catch fish. When it's time to fish, the Royal Polaris and the Shogun have the edge there too, delivering the two best fishing platforms in the fleet. But don't take my word for it. Come fishing with us. If you want the best, it's Royal Polaris and the Shogun. For more information, call 619-226-8030 or on the web at royalpolarissportfishing.com or shogunsportfishing.com.
It's not just hooks that make anglers wild about Gamakatsu. The finest split and solid rings are also made by Gamakatsu. If you're looking for quality swivels, yep, Gamakatsu makes the best. And when it comes to assist hooks, Gamakatsu has you covered there too, with a wide assortment of sizes and types. Those Gamakatsu fishing pliers and boxes are also a huge hit with anglers. The best hooks, swivels, split rings, and more are made by Gamakatsu. Get them at your local shop or Gamakatsu.com.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now with stores throughout Southern, Central, and Northern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Okay, it's time to find out who's going fishing on board the Liberty. Taro's going to do us the honor, flipping the big coin. We have a texter winning today, and our text winner was Alex in San Carlos. Alex, congratulations. You are going fishing on board the Liberty with Taro and Anibal. Taro, it trips me out how fast 2 hours can go by.
Oh, yeah.
But, man, a great job. So much fun. So much cool talking about the Liberty. So kind of give us the rundown. This is the time when, you know, fishing has slowed a little bit. You're giving the crew their little bit of time. When do we expect trips coming up? You got maintenance, that kind of stuff?
We have some maintenance going on now, probably until the middle of January. We'll see how long it takes. We don't have much to do, just a couple of we have an inspection and some fixing, and but we're looking to maybe do some colonets on the weekends in January, February, and maybe some full day trips online in the middle of the week. But our schedule can be found on fishermanslanding.com and also on our social media.
And one more time, give us that info if somebody wanted to book a charter.
They wanted to book a charter. It's libertysportfishingsd@gmail.com.
Awesome. Book charters. Great job. Congratulations again to you and Gina for making such a success out of your first year and a lifetime to come, man. We're really proud of you. And thanks for everything, Taro. Hey, we appreciate you listening. A great show today and another great one coming for you tomorrow. Captain Todd Manser of the Boardroom Charters is going to be joining us. Lots of great fun talking Dana, fishing up at Dana Wharf, and a great time with Captain Todd. And man, we sure appreciate you. Big thanks to Adam. Big thanks to Christian for keeping us running. And a big thanks to you for your phone calls and texts. It was a great show. We'll look forward to having you tomorrow morning right here on Let's Talk Hookup, 7 to 9 a.m. on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio and that Let's Talk Hookup app.